This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 441, and today we're going to be talking about the difference between inspiration and motivation. Not that knowing the difference is going to help, but understanding how each one applies to our life can help tremendously. So there's several terms, and if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you know that I'm big on using language, because again, the words we use don't describe all the time, they create. Hence abracadabra. The roots come from Arabic, and it means, as I speak, I create. So our words are really important. So when we're describing something such as inspiration, self-motivation, or motivation, it's important to understand what they mean. Motivation is external. So when you're motivated, it's usually somebody encouraging you, telling you, threatening you, demanding something of you. When you are inspired from within, this is where lasting behavior, lasting change, lasting actions come, because it's coming from inside you. You don't need anybody to tell you what to do. You don't need anybody to encourage you to keep going. You're self-sufficient. So self-motivation is kind of in between. It's the gray area between inspiration and motivation. But what I'd like you to understand is that motivation can be really intoxicating, because we can get caught up, and some of my clients are this way, is they can't wait for our call because I give them that motivation. And although I'm here to help inspire them, I find it challenging sometimes when they become dependent on me. That's not my job. My job is to help them inspire, meaning find their purpose, find their passion, find their vision, and let that drive their behavior instead of me talking with them. But ultimately, by the end of all of our sessions, my clients have switched over from motivation to inspiration, which is quite rewarding. So we have to be careful. If we're looking at motivation, that is a fleeting. We are putting our energy, we are giving our power away to something external, whether it's a boss, whether it's a coach, whether it's a significant other, whether it's our kids. When we feel motivated by something external, once that external source is gone, our motivation will diminish and even disappear, and we will then no longer take action towards what we want. So obviously, I'm very focused on goals. We have goals. How do you get the goals? By taking action. How do you get that action? Well, either being motivated or being inspired. I prefer to inspire or help people become inspired. And to know the difference is critical in how you're going to move forward. And we can see tremendously out there, many people really need the motivation to begin with. The key is to know when to stop. So we go hire a personal trainer because we paid the money, so we're motivated to show up at the gym. We hire a nutrition consultant. We're motivated to go there. We hire a therapist. We hire a coach. We get involved with groups because being with that group makes us feel good. And there's nothing wrong with any of it. But what the key is, what can we take as a learning from that and become inspired? One of the biggest challenges is that people don't get inspired because they don't know where they want to go. They don't know what they're creating. Motivation, in my experience, is something that has to do with today, this week, or this month. That's it. It's short term. What do I need to do today? You go to the gym, the trainer tells you what to do today. You're motivated. Boom, you're done. Your motivation's over. And you look at it from a daily, weekly, and monthly goal. Inspiration is more long term, 6 months, 1 year, 3 years out. What type of life do you want to be creating? What is your passion? What is your purpose? And purpose is so, so important in inspiration. Again, purpose, if you haven't listened to the previous podcast, purpose is not how you will make a living. Purpose is why you were put here on this planet. You take your purpose with you to work, to play, to concerts, to vacations. You are part, your purpose is within you. So no matter where you go, your purpose is with you. And when you know your purpose, you are inspired. You will become inspired to wake up every day with enthusiasm, knowing that you have a purpose for this day, for this week, for this month, for this year, for the next 3 years, 5 years, etc. And when you can be inspired and then start taking inspired action, amazing things start to happen in your life. You feel more fulfilled. You feel more joy, you feel more happiness. All this comes from inspiration, not motivation. Motivation will get tasks done, and you may feel good that you got the task done, like washing the car, cleaning out your closet, but the inspiration is going to be lasting for a long, long time, where motivation is kind of like a quick fix. We get motivated, we execute the plan, execute the action, we're good, we're not motivated anymore. It's hit and miss. Inspiration is constantly percolating either at the surface of your awareness or just below it. But the inspiration is important. And this is why, you know, one of my bigger programs is called An Examined Life. And this is taking you from the highest peak of why you're here, purpose, and working down through vision and who you are as a person and your values and your beliefs and your capabilities and your behaviors, all the way down to the environment. All of this inward reflection that I help my clients go through is to help them become inspired to live a great life, to live a life that is so large and so full that they would have never thought it possible. I see this in all my clients. If I was here just to motivate them, we would get a task list. Okay, what are you going to do today? Well, you got to do this, got to call up this person, you got to clean this, you have to say hello to them, and I'll motivate them, but it's fleeting. So when you start looking at your goals, start looking at your objective. Start looking at your long-term plan. Start looking at your vision. Are you inspired? If you're not inspired, I would venture to say that those objectives that you're trying to achieve may be someone else's. It may be your boss's. It may be your significant other's. It may be your kids. But when you can truly find your goals, your vision, your purpose, you will become inspired. Every day will feel like you're at Disneyland or Disney World or Universal Studios. You'll just be so full of excitement and enthusiasm that you just can't wait to get up and start to live your purpose and start to create your vision. You will become inspired. And when you are inspired, it will last a very, very long time. Again, I've said this before in this podcast, that motivation is fleeting, inspiration continues. So if you're wondering which one you have, just take a look at what's driving your behavior. Is it a person? Is it a place? Is it a thing? Is something else? Or is it coming from the inside? Is it coming from your heart? Is it coming from your soul? And this is where being alone, meditating, being reflective, being in contemplation comes in so, so importantly. If you're not inspired, you need to be able to sit still with yourself quietly, either through a guided meditation, walk in nature, or just sit still by yourself and ask yourself, what inspires me? What inspires me? And just be quiet. Now, most of you probably have not sat quietly after asking a question. We ask a question, and then the ego gets to work to try to solve the answer. In this particular case, we're looking for the soul to give us. So the ego yells at us, the soul whispers to us. So we need to be able to quiet ourselves and listen for not the little voice. That little voice, voices normally are egoic in origin, because the unconscious mind, which is the seat of the soul, communicates to us through symbols, pictures, representations, and our soul also communicates to us through feelings. So we'll have a feeling and then we'll interpret it into words in our mind, and that's okay, but just be aware of the origin. So sitting still, asking yourself, what inspires me? What inspires me? What inspires me? And sit still and wait 5-10 minutes. It may not come to you in that time of reflection, but then you pay attention to the world around you, because your unconscious mind, the universe, will give you answers if you look for them. You may be driving down the road and you hear a song comes on, and that song could be the answer to what inspires you. You could see a billboard. You could see a commercial on TV or a show. So I'm not saying watch TV all the time, but after you ask yourself these questions, what inspires me? If you don't get an answer then in your contemplation, remember that your soul is still working on providing you the answer, and it will use any means necessary to do that as long as you are aware of it. We cannot expect that we're going to ask ourselves a huge question like, what inspires me? Sit for 5 minutes and get the answer immediately. Hey, if you do, awesome. If you don't, we tend to be this instant gratification. Well, it didn't work, so I'm not going to do this. That Greg Swanson, he's full of baloney, whatever mental mind freak you go through if you don't get the answer immediately. Trust me. Keep doing it regularly, every day, 5-10 minutes. What inspires me? What inspires me? And be quiet and wait and wait. You may get a feeling. You may get an image. You may see something on the road. But whatever that is, trust it and go after it. And when you can start to live a life from inspiration as opposed to motivation, you will have a better sense of well-being and fulfillment. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.